question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, everyone, as we move into the guest portion of the program and start with today's edition of the Chief Travel Leader Conversation, well, today's B-Block is sponsored by ScenicUSA.com/Carrie.
Traveling with Scenic is more than a cruise. These are hand-picked, thoughtful, and personalized experiences. They're designed to connect you with fascinating destinations, all in ultra-luxury, inspired by decades of expertise. And if you're seeking an ultra-luxury, relaxing, and rejuvenating all-inclusive river cruise in Europe, our friends at Scenic are going to deliver a trip of a lifetime for you.
You know, how about booking to go experience the Christmas markets and enjoy the holiday season in a fun, unique way? Folks, from personalized butlers and five unique dining venues with regionally inspired dishes, river cruising in Europe with Scenic, it's in a class of its own. So right now, as a show fan, you're going to receive 2-for-1 fares plus get free air. Go check out ScenicUSA.com/Carrie or find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com. Look under sponsors.
Okay, it was back in March 2016 that our next guest first was heard on our national airwaves, and then we invited him back for our November 9th, 2019 live broadcast. Today, he's going to make his third appearance on the program with us. Mark Waltrip is Chief Operating Officer for Westgate Resorts, and he joins us again now.
Mark, nice to reconnect with you today. Welcome back to America's number one travel radio show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, great having you here with us this morning. So, you know, listen, it was essentially 8.5 years ago that you and I were there together talking travel, standing in the sports book within the Westgate Las Vegas Resort. And as Mary just said, it's been over 58 months since you last joined us on air, so this conversation is well overdue, I would say. For our listeners tuned in across the USA who know Westgate Resorts, certainly David Siegel is synonymous with the company and its properties. He has had some impact on the travel and hospitality industry, as well as other travel, real estate, insurance, and various businesses. Earlier this year, however, Jim Gissey was elevated to the CEO role, while David has maintained the executive chairman role. So what's this new direction brought to the company, and how is it benefiting your properties?
Well, you know, Jimmy has been by David's side for 40-plus years, almost since the inception of the company, and he's been just a phenomenal force on driving our sales and marketing of the company. And David is, you know, he's reached an age where he really wants to focus on his foundation. He tragically lost a daughter back in 2016 to a drug overdose. And where most parents, I know what I would do. I would probably just crawl in a box and never want to come out. He decided to, with his wife, go out and challenge the world to take on this opiate challenge. And he created the Victoria Siegel Foundation, of which I am a board member. And he has championed the distribution of the life-saving drug Naloxone, also known as Narcan, to first responders across the country. He was instrumental in getting the CARE Act approved, which was an instrumental piece of legislation that funded the distribution of Naloxone to all first responders. He's also been instrumental in educating millions of children across the country and their parents on the dangers of marijuana and opiates, which are inexorably linked if you ever study the science. So he really is at a place where he wants to really make that his focus, though he still is our chairman of the board and is involved in all major decisions. He's entrusted Jim Gissey to be our CEO, and Jim is a wonderful guy, and I've worked with him for 28 years. I've been here at the company, and it's just a great move for the company, a great move for Jim, and most importantly, it's a great move for David so that he can really put his focus on his philanthropy.
Mark, I appreciate you sharing all those details. Tough, but I appreciate you sharing that, and I'm sure our listeners do as well. So back in July, I want to give you an opportunity to talk a little bit about who Westgate is. Back in July, we had Margaritaville Resorts' Brad Schwabel on the show with us. And when I think of Westgate Resorts, there are a few similarities. You have a collection of resorts across the United States. You offer a dude ranch and luxury glamping property in Florida. You're a company that welcomes and invests in families as well as couples. And the military is big with Westgate. So talk with us about who Westgate Resorts is and some of the ways that you guys are engaging travelers.
So on a B2B basis and within our industry, we are considered the largest privately held timeshare company in the world, but to the customer, that really doesn't resonate because we're so much more than that. We've been very diversified in our growth. So first off, to describe our lodging product, we are definitely the leader in the immersive experiential vacation product. So we, as you mentioned, we have a dude ranch where our team members are really authentic Florida cowboys, not Western cowboys, because they came long after Florida. The very first cowboys in North America came here in the early 1500s, and they were of Spanish descent, and they landed right here in Florida. And so we carry that proud cowboy heritage at our ranch, as do our team members, who most of whom are living, breathing, working cowboys and cowgirls. We also have, in Williamsburg, Virginia, we have a Colonial Inn where our team members dress in colonial garb, and we're right there in Colonial Williamsburg, and we replicate that Colonial Inn experience. Gatlinburg, Tennessee is another good example, where we're at the entrance of the Great Smoky Mountain National Park, and from everything from our costumes to our activities, amenities, are all themed around a national park experience. So that's really been the focus of the company, but we've also highly diversified. So at our resorts, because they are destination resorts, and when I say 23 resorts, it doesn't sound like a big number, but when you equate that in the number of units, that's almost 15,000 units, because we build mega resorts.
Yeah,
with 3,000 to 4,000 units, with restaurants, water parks. We have over 100 different venues across our platform, ranging from entertainment venues, water parks, restaurants, bars, all designed to create a immersive destination experience.
So, Mark, I want to talk a little bit about with you, because, you know, besides the various accommodations that you offer that you just talked about, I would say that Westgate's restaurant experience is a draw to your locations. Did you have some award-winning outlets? Villa Italiano Chop House at your Kissimmee Town Center location has been well-received since it opened a few years ago. We've heard good things about Southern Comfort Restaurant. River Ranch Cattle Company is another. So, you know, we've seen other hospitality operators partner with celebrity chefs and so forth. First, I'm curious if Westgate owns and operates all of its restaurants, but more importantly, how important are these outlets to your operations and bottom line?
So, first, I'll answer the last question first, because food is a big part of everybody's vacation experience. And if you ever ask anyone, what are your greatest memories? And it usually comes down to one of two things. It's sitting around a dinner table with your family and friends, celebrating something, or it's your vacation. And so those two concepts are definitely linked, and we actually own and operate all of our own restaurants and bars. We developed all the concepts in-house, and unlike, you know, chain operators, we look at each destination and say, what is the customer seeking in that environment? The other thing that we're very big on is we want to control the experience. So we don't want a third-party operator operating a restaurant in one of our facilities and giving a bad experience to one of our owners who may have just bought a $25,000 or $50,000 a week of timeshare. So we want to make sure that experience is controlled, and we want to deliver high quality. If you go on TripAdvisor and select any location in Las Vegas, there's over 8,000 restaurants, and we typically have three of the top five restaurants on TripAdvisor in the entire city, including our award-winning Edge Steakhouse, our Fresco Italiano restaurant, which is the sister restaurant to Villa Italiana here in Florida. And this year we're really pleased with our new Mexican concept, Los Amigos at Westgate Vacation Villas. On TripAdvisor last month, it ranked number one Mexican in the entire state. Wow. So we're really proud of our F&B team, because they really seek to not only deliver a great experience to our guests, but outstanding food products.
Well, that's why I mentioned, you know, the restaurant experience. It's a part of Westgate. There's no question about it. So
Mark, what are some other markets you're looking to expand, and anything special happening at your locations for the holidays? You have about a minute.
Yeah, so two things. Being a private company, we are fortunate that we don't have to grow just to satisfy, check some box on our 10Q. So right now, like most major developers, we are kind of sitting back and watching as the election evolves and the economy evolves. We are working on some major expansions right now that we can't announce because we're under NDA. But we love every place where the tourists congregate. That's why we're in Vegas, mm-hmm. Orlando, Gatlinburg, Myrtle Beach, New York City. So we're looking at very similar markets that have that high tourist demographic, where people are seeking a unique experience that we can fill for them.
Well, and as we know, again, the travel and tourism just continues to grow. There's no question about it. It's a way that we all connect. Mark, listen, the time goes by quickly on the show. We say it. Seems like Mary and I say it almost segment to segment, week after week.
Yeah, but we need to have you on at least once a year.
We need to make sure that 58 months don't pass until we do it again. So really appreciate reconnecting with you today here on air. Enjoy the weekend, okay?
And thank you so much to you guys for everything you do for our industry, getting the word out there. And it's a real privilege to be on your show.
Well, thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Mark.
Look forward to talking to you soon.
Take care. Enjoy your weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, there goes Mark. Nice to reconnect with him for sure, folks. What have your experiences been like at a Westgate Resort property? We'd love to hear about that. Send them to us using the Contact Us tab at rmworldtravel.com. We're going to take a brief time out for some important sponsor messages. The Destination Spotlight on Raleigh is coming your way later this hour. But next, you heard Mark just talk about national parks. Well, Rudy's going to let you know how and when you can get into national parks for free. There's still 8 more segments coming your way in today's show. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.